if we actually try to find this site, we have to go to its archive. So this was the article of Tuesday, January 7th. And so here's an article which essentially discusses Java as a technology for implemented large-scale computation. And if you go down here, this applet is diligently calculating pi. And so the idea is that with this technology, you see, if you have a, if you want to get, you know, if you have, if you're a student, you need a, you have a difficult computational job to do, you write this nifty article or something. You find something very attractive, then you put, then you build into that article an applet, which is downloaded by the reader of your article. The applet diligently computes in the background and sends this result back to you. And then in this way, you can grab compute power automatically. So this shows a new model for computing where the, you know, if you cared about the value of pi and you found that the application they describe is ray tracing, which is a, an example where you can break it up into independent parts, then in principle you could send the computation of each pixel to a different client while the reader was reading the article. That particular, a few pixels were calculated on that client computer, sent back to the server, and then you would be able to build dynamically your own supercomputer using the power of advertising to link computers together, which is a rather more, a rather different principle from the previous principles of computing. So I see that as a reasonably amusing concept, which illustrates rather clearly that the web technology is a very, in principle, a powerful technology, because I imagine, I don't know how many people read that article, maybe tens of thousands. So if we were doing something significant other than calculating pi, in principle, we could have got a lot of computation, the author could, from this article. So.